Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We got Verizon Shine. I know you're not tired. I know you're raring to go. I know you want to know what's going on in the world. So here we are with the conversation program that has lots of... I've been toying, ladies. Jennifer Horn's here. Victoria Keelan's here. Jay's off for the rest of the week. I've been toying with starting to take a few phone calls here and there just for the heck of it to see what we get. You know, I've said many times that over the last 3 or 4 years since I stopped taking calls... that the reason I did it is because I want to move faster through the items of interest. And I also, frankly, this does not speak to the audience, it just speaks to the callers. The callers weren't that good, and they all tended to kind of be, well, did you hear the story about Trump? And that's not really kind of what I wanted to talk about, so have us talk about. So I don't know, we'll think about it. But should you have a very compelling, interesting, and quick thought to share with us, you can do it on social media.
Quick.
Well, that's it. Yeah, quick. Twitter, Instagram, the usual at DJV Show, because we always have on Friday's program, especially a run through with some of the things that we've been questioning. But 888, keep this number handy by. And Phil, just kind of keep your eye on the phone. 888-302-DOUG. That's 888-888-302-3684. And as we go through some of these things, like
not
what
that you
to do.
Need tips, because you're a broadcast pro. Hold on.
I'm a, huh? What? Say that again.
I had
again?
A cough. I said, that you need tips, because you're a broadcast pro, but if you don't want people just calling to ramble in, you got to ask them a question before you get off the phone.
Well, I'm thinking about thoughts. I do have to ask a question, and I think maybe, but you see, it would take too long for this to mature. I want to know what you're planning for Valentine's Day, because that's after Groundhog Day. That's the next biggie, and it's next week. I know what I'm doing for Daisy. You get my Valentine. What are you doing? Are you going to look for something made in America? I'm looking at the Made in America store, which I tout all the time. I love the things that they have. They're an upstate New York company that has national implications, people using this stuff. And they have their own special brand of handcrafted chocolates made there. So that would be something cool. Chocolates, I know that's not, are chocolates trendy? Are chocolates the thing? Are they the bomb?
Yeah.
Are they?
Are they the bomb?
Are they the bomb? Is that not the right way to use that? What's the bomb if I say, are they the bomb? Doesn't work
fine.
For that?
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's dorky, but it's fine.
20
well,
years ago, Carl.
I know, right.
Like that.
20 years, exactly.
So if you, either of the two of you, if Jeff, Jennifer, gave you a box of Valentine's Day chocolates from the Made in America store, would you like that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay. And how about you, Victoria? If Lewis gave you a box of Made in America chocolates, made in the USA, would you like that?
Well, I'm obviously in favor of anything that's made in the U.S., but that's my favorite chocolates are from Switzerland, so I'm still gonna want my champagne truffles.
Okay. Well, anyway, food for thought, things to think about for Valentine's Day. The before we get to Valentine's Day, we have another weekend, and this weekend will be like last weekend, in that about 100 million people are under a winter weather watch at the moment. How many cold temperatures this week? What do we have here? Today, actually, where I am, is going to be almost 50 degrees.
Yeah, it's a lot warmer here at the Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're under intense fog at the moment, so it's very like Stephen King at the beach, but eventually that'll blow away.
Yeah.
So I'm happy we're not getting it. I mean, we were in the negative numbers, you know, at night with the wind chill here. We had like hurricane winds. It was really, I don't mind snow. I love it. I think it's great, and there's always more moisture in the air, so it feels a little warmer. But with the wind the way it was intense.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go to Florida this weekend. I'm looking at what we have in Massachusetts, minus 6, minus 7, minus 8 over the weekend in the morning, and getting up to 20 during the daytime, so I can do without that. But in the 40s for the next couple of days, maybe a chance of a little slush tomorrow. But that's not where the real stuff is in Colorado. And it also, well, it pretty much is a thread, a track from the Rocky Mountains into the Berkshires, up into Vermont and Maine and those, you know, New Hampshire, northern New Hampshire, up into Canada. The hardest hit probably would be the Ohio Valley. Icy roads, power outages, so they say. But that's always the threat. That was the threat last weekend here. There were 70-mile-an-hour winds last weekend here in New England, and I didn't lose the power. There is, you know, there's a lot of things about flying that become a problem, because, and that's what's happened if you go to the West and the Midwest and across the plains. Thousands of flights were canceled yesterday, and temperatures are much colder than is the average. But again, it's wintertime, and so we tend to overemphasize, like everything else. I don't think overemphasizing applies to giving people warnings. How about you think about this? How about you think about that? You know, like if you haven't had any exercise, don't go out and shovel the snow. That's pretty. If you don't know how to drive, stay out of a car. That kind of stuff. But who admits that they don't know how to drive? Do you know anybody who admits to not knowing how to drive?
I tell lots of people that they don't know how to drive, but
I'll tell you, I don't think I'm a great driver.
You don't?
Really?
Why?
That's surprising. like in real conditions, I just get bored in there.
And you what? Pay attention? Oh, you just don't
you're not
pay
paying attention to your driving. Okay, yeah, buy that.
No, but like okay, so
are you putting on glitter in traffic and you're not watching
no,
the road?
No,
she's farting in the car.
Yeah, right.
You're
so weird.
Wait a minute. Like, hold on a second. That's you don't know. That's not what I did not say. FART. I said FARD. Look it up, those of you who think you're
farting.
So smart. What is farting? Has nothing to do with gas.
No, I said farding.
Farding.
I understand.
Yes, all right.
It's not that I get, like, super distracted. It's just, like, parallel parking, not my favorite. I think it's kind of ridiculous. I can do it if I have to.
You're going
to
be like the prime driver and just park in the middle of the street? That was you prefer to do.
That's a great idea.
There's a whole new job, Jen, because you need an 18th job. You can be an Amazon van driver and park in the middle of the street.
Well, I do drive around a lot. I might as well make it worth my time.
Yeah,
right.
Deliver some packages while you're at it. Sure.
I don't know. I just think a lot of people think that they're the best drivers, and I think I'm an okay driver. I don't think I'm like, I don't know. I think there are people that are better.
Well, your car's not all bent up. Your car's
all
dinged up.
No, and I don't go around and, like, hit things. I'm not talking about, like, I'm not a bumbling
You're not
driver.
Mrs. Magoo is what you're saying.
Yeah. Although my eyesight isn't great. But, I don't know. I just think people have an overinflated sense of how they drive. Like, everybody I know goes, yeah, I'm a great driver. No, you're passable. Everybody's kind of passable.
Well, the thing.
What's a great driver? Like a NASCAR driver? Like, what's the standard for a great driver?
I don't know.
Survive a voyage?
I think I'm a good driver. I've never gotten a ticket, and I probably am owed lots of speeding tickets.
Boring.
So I've never gotten a ticket, never gotten a moving violation, and 0 points on my license. So I think maybe that is could be some standard. Yeah. And I literally ran.
Next time we hit a cop.
I almost hit a cop yesterday, so maybe I'm not that great of a driver, but
I'll be in the back with my road margarita.
Exactly. In the glitter cup.
Right.
I do a lot of driving, and I haven't had any. I have a heavy foot, especially when I'm in my car. But I'm smart enough. I don't know whether it's the radar that I have in me. I haven't gotten any. Watch. I get stopped now. When you say something like that, it usually...
Yeah, see, when we start talking about this stuff,
you attract it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, the bottom line is that the next 24 to 48 hours, the storm moves to the east. Temperatures will be well below average. And the not an excessive amount of snow, but when the snow melts like it has been, and then at nighttime it gets cold, it becomes very dangerous, as most of you know, hopefully. So let's see if we, we'll make it through. The temperature, coldest place right now in the country, in the Dakotas, up in the mountains, 35 below. Wind chill factors, as you move east of there towards Chicago, 50 below. So that's not something that's fun, but it's something that is a part of, kind of where we are and what we do here in America. So let's move to Russia then. If we can't have any more fun than that, we get chilled out. Russia, can you imagine living in Russia where it's like this all the time? From late December until early March, pretty much all the way across, once you're north of Moscow and you head all the way across to Siberia, it's like this all the time. And that's why most of the Russians are drunks. Because they, what do they do?
Gotta stay warm.
90% of Russians are alcoholics. And anyway, so maybe that's because they live under Putin.
Is that a real statistic?
It's close.
It's a dumb stat. I don't know about that real statistic, but it is. They do drink more. I mean, you get a lot of babies that get put up for adoption in Russia.
Right, exactly. They have that, what do they call that?
Fetal
syndrome.
That's bad.
Meanwhile, the Biden's boys say they're going to cut Russia off from their supply of semiconductors if they go into Ukraine. That's interesting. Huh. I didn't know we had semiconductors to threaten.
You know, if you really wanted to be strong, you'd say full conductors. Sorry.
Yeah, instead of semiconductors.
Just a little joke for your morning.
So, Victoria,
because we have our, I mean, the U.S. has a hand in almost all semiconductors. We don't mine the specific minerals, but when you're talking about, like, overall, the U.S. has a major, major fingerprint on the world's semiconductor supply. So if Putin's always talking about, you know, the industries that matter to him involving tech, well, if you cut off semiconductors, it literally atrophies his whole plan for building anything in Russia. I mean, it's kind of like a friend of mine who's a journalist was able to go to Cuba during the Obama administration, and all those old cars, you know, those beautiful old American cars that everyone drives in Cuba, they're all made, they all have Russian parts in them that are like these janky parts that Russia had to kind of make because they couldn't get, because of the Cold War, they couldn't get American parts to fix the cars. Mm. And so it's kind of like, it's, you know, they make their own stuff, but if you cut off semiconductors in 2022, that's a huge problem for them, for Putin himself.
So let's get it. Maybe the Chinese would help him out. Maybe not. Let's see how this all plays out. Maybe this is good, though. I'm glad to hear or see that they're doing that. 18 after the hour. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let their parts people scan your vehicle. Doesn't cost any money. They'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician. They can help you find a service center online. Just visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click on Find a Repair Shop. When you see a check engine light, get the answers you need from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Thursday, the 3rd of February, so we're 10 days away from Valentine's Day, and that'll be something that'll be trending as we get closer to it. But this is the trending portion of the hour where we go into the social media locker and see what's getting attention. And you'll all be thrilled to know what the future is or what the reaction is from fans as to the new name of the Washington Football Club. So we're going to get to that right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Let's find out what's going on here in Washington. Phil McGeehan is at the controls in our main studio in Washington, so you can feel free to jump in on this as well. They have a new name. They sort of have a new name. The Commanders. Okay, so what's the logo look like? You ladies seen the logo for the Commanders? What does it have
on it? Yeah, it's W. It looks, I mean, I think the uniforms look fine. They look cool. Yeah. But a lot of people are not happy with the name, and they don't, they They don't like that it sounds too either political or military.
Military.
A lot of people, yeah, a lot of people.
Military.
Making, well,
commander I bet military.
Chief, I mean, it kind of also people
military
might like that.
Tick off the left, and then what ticks off the right, or what's funny, I think, is calling them the commies.
The
red is their color.
Yeah. There you go. The commies. Okay, so there were a lot of featured guests and players, past and present, who were there at FedEx Field to capture the moment, if you will. So, Phil, what's the local read on this from either television reporters, people on the street? You live there. What do you think?
I think it stinks.
Oh, good.
So, tell us how you're really feeling, Phil.
Yeah. What is, this has been a year and a half this has been going on, 40,000 submissions for names. There were 1,200 unique names, and they came down to the commanders. What are some of, do you...
It's, you know what, I don't find anything offensive about it. It's just
no,
clunky.
No, it's just flat.
To me,
yeah.
It's just clunky. It's like the Washington yeah. Commanders. It's just, it's too long. It's, I don't know, it's just clunky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. So
I don't hate it. It could have been a lot worse. Some of the stuff that they were talking about could have been worse, but I don't know. It's not the case.
Phil, what were some of the, on social media, did you see some of the other suggestions for names?
I know that they were, they wanted to kind of get back into the 70s glory with the Hogs. They wanted them to be the Red Hogs, then the Red mm-hmm. Hawks, and a couple of other ones, but none of the names were good.
Mm. Well, people don't have an imagination anymore because they don't have their mind stimulated by a lot of things. They got a lot of flat. We could call them the Washington Flatliners. How about that? That's a, they don't do that well anyway, right? Aren't they a lousy team?
I know.
I was going to say, yeah.
I still like the swamp creatures. I don't know.
Me too. It's 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automated tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors is launching a new online parts marketplace, making its catalog of repair and maintenance parts more convenient for owners. The newly available parts catalog includes oil filters, engines, and cabin air filters, batteries, brake pads, accessory belts, amongst other parts. GM plans to offer parts, accessories, digital products delivered over the air, and subscriptions through a single digital storefront. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-275-4021. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-275-4021 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-275-4.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Pentagon is reporting U.S. Special Forces conducted a successful counterterrorism mission against al-Qaeda targets in northwest Syria last night. There were no U.S. casualties. Local civilians in the area say the operation lasted about 2 hours and are claiming 13 people were killed, including women and children. The operation took place near the village of Atmeh, near the Turkish border. Russia has condemned a U.S. decision to send extra troops to Europe to support NATO allies amid Russia posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
We remain focused on the evolving situation in Europe and Russia's actions on the Ukrainian border and in Belarus. As the Secretary said, the United States stands shoulder to shoulder with our NATO allies.
SpaceX successfully launched a classified payload into orbit for the U.S. government yesterday from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The leader of CNN that took it from a news network to an editorial outlet over 9 years, Jeff Zucker, resigned Wednesday after secretly having a relationship with a coworker. Former CNN commentator Jeff Lord on Fox News tells them what he knows about CNN.
I went back and dipped into Ted Turner's memoirs. He, the founder of CNN, and he quite specifically says in his memoirs that he thought the media of the day, and this is circa the late 1970s, was biased. He mentions Walter Cronkite specifically, and he said he wanted a just-the-facts, ma'am, kind of journalism. Jeff moved CNN in the exact opposite direction, and full disclosure, I obviously benefited from that. I was a commentator. I was a Trump guy on CNN, which, of course, led eventually to my dismissal. And thirdly, by the admissions of CNN's reliable sources, and Brian Stelter, and I find this very fascinating, no less than former anchor and fired anchor Chris Cuomo is out to burn CNN down to the ground. Wow. That's pretty incredible here. They've got a whole lot of problems over there, not the least of which is sort of sabotaging the image of the mainstream media as impartial.
It should be noted, CNN reported that it severed ties with commentator Jeffrey Lord in the summer of 2017 after he tweeted "Sieg Heil" at a liberal activist on Twitter. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, right, everything else, yep, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, mm-hmm, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Timed everything out correctly. It's 34 after the hour on the Thursday DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay is off today. We have lots of weird things, wonderful things going on. Did I say the story about the my city solicitor here in the town where I live? I was talking about that, I think, off the air. Sometimes our conversations go in several different directions. The guy is going to get fired, and so he decided to retire. I don't know if fired, but his role gets eliminated. I wonder how many times that happens in life. You know, people are smart enough. We were talking about Jeff Zucker and his girlfriend and what went on at CNN. And so instead of going through all kinds of, not that the fellow here has anything embarrassing, but in life, if you're smart enough to read the tea leaves and figure out, you know, Zucker won't have a job. I mean, won't have a problem getting another job somewhere. And
you think? I feel like he's kind of tainted.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Where's he going
to
go?
I think he'll be able to go to a corporation probably to leave. I mean, especially because it's a public resignation for something.
Right, so tell the story about the resignation. What is going on with the resignation? Tell that story.
Oh,
CNN is... gotten off of there's no luster at CNN. He's made.
Well, it really was directly related to his arrival at CNN. If you notice, I can tell you, I used to use CNN all the time for hard news, like when something, or for any news for that matter, when you wanted to see the coverage of something important, you went to CNN.
Yeah,
and then
Wolf Blitzer.
And
I think that's why. And he may be the only one who isn't tarnished out of the whole bunch.
Yeah, to
some
extent. I mean, the thing is that like. I don't know. It never bothered me that MSNBC had a liberal slant to their news. Never bothers me that Fox had a conservative slant to their news. It bothered me that CNN started to get so slanted because they still presented as real news. And over time, they became very political. And a lot of people say that was Jeff Zucker's influence on how the network was run and the types of stories and the type of people they hired. So... yesterday, he resigned because, and really was kind of forced out, they say, because he had a relationship that he had not disclosed. It's not illegal to have a relationship, but when you are the boss, if you have corporate culture that requires it, you're supposed to disclose the fact that you're in a relationship with someone, especially someone who could be considered like an underling, someone who works underneath you. And that did not happen. This woman he had a relationship with, I guess they had a long professional career together. He brought her over from NBC. She was his first hire at CNN. And they both ended marriages with their respective spouses so that they could be together. And I guess this was a pretty like poorly kept secret. People knew about this relationship. I don't think that they were trying to hide it. It just wasn't officially disclosed. So then why would it become a problem now? And a lot of people believe that this was fallout from Chris Cuomo's investigation for using CNN's resources to help his brother. And CNN, by the way, encouraged Chris Cuomo to help Andrew Cuomo, right? This was part of the editorial direction he received. So there's probably some bitterness that he kind of took the fall, and CNN was kind of relatively unscathed after he was fired. And so a lot of people believe it was his lawyers who actually started blowing the whistle that Jeff Zucker was violating the ethics of the company, and they were upset because Chris Cuomo was supposed to get a large amount of money, and Zucker refused to pay him, I guess, after he left CNN. And so there's some bad blood between the two of them, which caused his lawyers to make a big stink about it. But
okay.
I don't know. I look at this as it could be good. CNN totally needs a reset. If they have a desire to be like that source again for news, they suffer in the ratings. They suffer with credibility. So, this could be a rebuild time for them. They've lost a lot of people to scandals. They have a lot of their employees currently under investigation for different scandals. So,
there's obviously an appetite. If you see what CNBC is doing with Shepard Smith, if you see what this new newsy organization is doing, if you look at WGN in Chicago, which has a national presence, all of those outfits bring in no opinionator. They just give you the news, the stories, and I think that's what people who
think
are thinking
refreshing.
Want.
I mean, for a long time, I think people love to go and like live in their own echo chamber and just hear what they want to hear.
Right.
But how
that started
know,
with Fox more than anything else.
Well, and yeah. I think yeah, and I mean,
Roger Ailes got that. He realized
you're
that.
Not watching Rachel Maddow or someone over on MSNBC because you want to get the news. You're trying to get their take or their spin on the news.
By the way, what's going on with Rachel Maddow? Why is she taking a hiatus? Is she okay?
I don't know. She's leaving, I guess.
Oh, she's
I don't know.
She's producing a film or something.
Yeah, they're
based on
project.
Her book or podcast or something. Yeah, she's doing, I think she's only gone for 2 months.
The way that she left, I guess, she left it open that there could be future, like more of that coming down the road. So I don't know, maybe.
Of all the people that do that sort of thing, I like her the best. I think she's, because she's so smart and she really knows how to put, if you will, a package together. Speaking of packages, let's package a couple of COVID stories together here. The Bidenaires they're mandating vaccines. Yep, SCOTUS ruling said you don't have to, but they're doing it anyway. Half of U.S. employers are proceeding with the mandate, the vaccine mandate, anyhow, even though they don't have to. Quarter of employers already requiring vaccinations without a testing option. So what does this mean to the average employer? You have to make up your own mind and do what you think is right by your company, by you, and by your employees. that's pretty much it, right? 13% of companies require vaccines or regular testing, it would seem, around the country. Another 8% requiring vaccines because of the rules. 6% have plans to implement a mandate. I think it's almost getting too late for all of this. Don't you think? Really?
I do. I think so. I think everyone who wanted to get a shot or a booster has gotten it, and they're available. Everyone knows they're available. You can get them. You know, it's. I think everyone just needs to figure out the next phase of reopening our lives and just, you know, start putting one foot in front of the other.
It would also be helpful, at least more helpful for me as someone who is a bit skeptical as to the continued efficacy of the vaccines, is that they've got to get a little bit more predictive. And I know that is hard. And I know that it's something that's relatively new and it's hard to predict these kinds of things. But if you really want to drive people in the direction of getting vaccines, you've got to have a track record that your messaging is going to fit. I mean, the big mistake for me is that people early on were saying, if you get the vaccine, you can go back to normal life. If you get the vaccine, you'll be able to protect yourself and other people. Well, okay, you might protect yourself to some extent. There's an argument about that. You know, we've had a million times here, but you're still getting it. You can still spread it with the Omicron variant. And so what would be helpful, I think, is if they were able to get a handle like the flu shot on being predictive as to what they think the future variants are going to look like. I think that would be much more appealing to me and others to get another
flu shot. And that's it. Pfizer apparently has become the fourth most admired company in the world, according to Fortune magazine's annual list, the best ever performance. Let's see, it's been in the top 50 companies since 2006, more admired than Disney. Well, most everybody is. Disney's a sucko place to work. Starbucks, I don't know about working there.
Starbucks and In-N-Out are supposed to be like, I don't know if you'd consider Starbucks fast, but you know, like a fast restaurant, I guess. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be the two best, for sure.
I went into an In-N-Out to see if they had a veggie burger or a... Impossible. Right. They don't have it. Yeah,
But it's just like two hamburger buns with some American cheese in the middle, right?
Yeah, it's nothing
that's
special.
That's not a grilled cheese.
No, but you'd be... it's not really officially on the menu. That's one of the secret menu items.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how disgusting and delicious it is.
But isn't it weird, though, that in California, where In-N-Out Burger rules, that they don't have a vegetarian option?
Yeah, an Indian option?
It's weird.
But In-N-Out has, like... two things on. I mean, they have.
Yeah, look at the menu. It's a hamburger and French fries, and that's it.
They have a hamburger, French fries, and shakes, and that's it. And it's been that way forever. And I don't know. I hope they don't. It's just old fashioned and fun.
So I had a shake just to kind of. I went in there. I was trying to figure out what everybody.
Yesterday, Doug was on this water diet, and then he broke it with a cookie, and then he wanted ice cream, and yesterday he got a milkshake. Like, oh my god.
it's a water diet.
The business about In-N-Out is, or all these like Chick-fil-A, the lines now that you see at places like that. The reason I stopped is because I was driving up Sunset, and there's an In-N-Out Burger there about halfway down, and I thought, okay, I've never been in there. Brendan says it's great. Let me go in and look around. And so I did, and that's where, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what it is that makes people so excited that they will sit in their car, sit in a line. For 10-15 minutes.
In-N-Out Burger has lines that wrap forever, and it
can
take
like
a while.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A always has a huge line, but I don't know. Those people at Chick-fil-A, they should work out traffic, because the way they do it, you never sit in a long line at.
You sit in a long line
at Chick-fil-A, but they have people that come out preemptively in order. You can pay in line.
Fast.
You don't have to wait to the window. They really have it down to get you out of there fast, even though it looks like a long line.
All right. So anyway. That's the story of going back to the original story of the Fortune, the
most popular companies or whatever, it's not the Fortune 500, it's more about image. But I do think it's funny that the last time Pfizer made it to like the top 10 of this list, or I think maybe the top 50, was when they put out Viagra. So naturally, that was very popular.
That was it. Okay. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced their nominees, and it includes Dolly Parton, Duran Duran, let's see here, Beck, Eminem, Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, A Tribe Called Quest. Never heard of that. Who are they?
Who's They're a rap group famous. From the 90s.
Really? Other, let's see, who else on the list? Dionne Warwick nominated, Pat Benatar, Devo, Kate Bush, Judas Priest, The Eurythmics, MC5. I don't know who MC5 is there.
They're a really good punk band.
They are? Okay.
Yep.
Who's Fela Kuti?
No clue.
I don't have any clue either. The New York Dolls
Yeah, I have no idea. I was going to say.
Why do they bother? Here are the ones that
Wait,
I'd
who
like
else did you say? New York Dolls? They're great.
They are?
Yeah, they came up with like the Ramones. They're in that New York scene.
You got any of their music, Phil? The New York Dolls? Rage Against the Hills. Here are the ones, the ones that I would be supportive of if it were me voting. Dolly, Duran Duran, probably Eminem. I think that he deserves some attention. Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, let's see here, Dionne Warwick, of course, Pat Benatar, of course.
How does Dionne Warwick get into the Rock and Roll Hall?
Well, it's the same thing with Dolly Parton. I don't want to say they let anybody in, because that sounds like terribly discriminatory. No. But like, it doesn't have to be rockers anymore. Like, it can be anybody. I mean, Lionel Richie is great, but I wouldn't exactly call him like a rock star. He's more pop, right? Or soul.
Yeah.
So you have until awesome April country. 30th to cast your vote at rockandroll.com. If you'd like to do that, help yourself. You can go visit the museum in Cleveland. 47 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack, Miss Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
I'm here at the Big Game Headquarters. Total Wine and More, stocking up for the big celebration. The perfect bourbon, local craft beer.
Forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Cabernet, seltzers.
The day after is Valentine's Day.
Oh, new game plan.
You got this. Total Wine can help you score the perfect bubbly, too.
Thank you. I would have been.
You sure would have.
Total Wine and More. Pickup and delivery available. Drink responsibly. B21.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago? Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
The new Michelin silicone blades last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitlow shows Michelin Endurant XT silicone wiper blades with advanced quad-tech four-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts two times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurant XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tech Talk time here on the DJV program is 53 after the hour. So the Thursday focus begins with Victoria Keelan taking a look at the FCC and what they're trying to do about robocalls. It's not too late, but it just should have been done a long time ago. So what are they doing?
Well, this is, I know, everyone can agree on this, that robocalls are the worst, and they're only getting worse. And they hit record numbers during the pandemic, and all kinds of stuff, schemes and scams, I mean, everything that you can imagine, political stuff, we're at the point now where it's just a mess. And very few people have landlines anymore. And I know, like, for my parents, they got rid of their landline because it was just all, as my mom calls them, solicitations, but they were robocalls.
Yeah.
So the FCC, the chairwoman, Jessica Rosenworcel, she issued a proposal that could make it much harder for robocallers to leave ringless voicemails. I don't know if you've noticed this, when all of a sudden you look down and you have a new voicemail, but your phone never rang, that's a robocall. And that happens to me all the time. I'm inundated with it. And sometimes it almost is sort of like credible. You know, when you listen to it, they're getting very sophisticated. Mm-hmm. And so, this new proposal says that the technology behind ringless voicemails should be the subject to the same rules laid out by the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, which is supposed to block robocallers from dialing your number without your consent. The way that these robocalls, the ringless voicemails, they're working around the system, essentially. And so this Protection Act sets a number of other rules as well, requiring telemarketing agencies to create and abide by the Do Not Call list, barring them from calling residents between 9 p.m. and 8 a.m. Ringless voicemails, as Rosenworcel says, are so annoying and invasive and can lead to fraud and other types of robocalls. And so the FCC action would continue to empower consumers to choose which parties they give them which they give permission to contact them. So the proposal is, it's a petition filed, it's actually a response to a petition filed all the way back in 2017 by the robocalling company All About the message. And so the company argued that robocalls that go straight to voicemail are not protected by this act, claiming that they're technically not phone calls and that they shouldn't be lumped in with the law. So now, for that started in 2017, as I have made it very clear, I was not a fan of the last FCC and that chairman. But it seems, and so clearly they could have done a lot with this. That was back in 2017. It's just now being addressed in 2022. But if they can get rid of ringless voicemails, that would be fantastic. I'd be behind that.
All right, up next, a focus on Facebook yet again, right after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what's up, Victoria, with Facebook?
Well, Facebook is not having a good time of it lately. They reported their first ever quarterly decline of daily users globally, along with lower than expected ad growth, and it sent the stock plunging 20%. It was such a massive drop, actually, it wiped out $200 billion in their market value. Mm. And it shows that Facebook's corporate rebrand to Meta is not enough to distract investors from the problems that they have in the core of their business. And so not only was user growth across Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp essentially flat, but the main Facebook app lost 1 million daily users in North America. Good. And that's where they make the most money, through advertising.
Yeah, there's enough already with Facebook. I use it, but only for fun stuff and put pictures of the family, et cetera, et cetera. There was an experiment created to do what Google can't do. I thought this was pretty interesting. You can use this tool to find a forgotten social media account or an old blog, an Amazon wish list, speeding tickets, criminal records, that sort of thing, contact details. You can just go into this search mode, and I probably should send this over so we can promote it. You type in any name, you wait 2 minutes, and you can see an instant result on this search button. It doesn't have a name, but yeah, let's see if we can do it. I think it's called Photo Stick. Anyway, 59 past the hour with the...
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.